F.R. Kirk, August 17th, 1970.
Pearl Street, I guess it was. I don't know. Whether I was born on Pearl Street or up over the store, my father's store.
Did he have a store near the Main Street end of Pearl Street?
A.G. Crooks and Company.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I think I was born on Pearl Street.
What was the, where's the location of his store exactly, near the fire department?
Where the 5 and 10 is now.
I see. What did he sell?
Wholesale grocer.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were your parents' names?
George W. Crooks and Flora M. Hutchins.
Mm-hmm. Where was your mother from?
Dickinson Center.
Hutchins' name is a very old one.
Pardon?
The Hutchins' name is a very old one.
Yes, it is.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
One brother.
What was his name?
Major Frederick A. Crooks.
Were you the oldest, the older of the two?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you live in the same house all the time you were a child?
No. Moved over here until I was 13 years old, where the Ponds live now.
I see.
Then moved over here. Mm-hmm. And, I've lived here 73 years, I guess, right in this house.
Your father sold wholesale groceries?
He had two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know their names?
Oh, certainly.
William Crooks, who is Mrs. Kilburn's father, and Warren Crooks, who is Barry Crooks' father.
Mm-hmm.
Three brothers.
Were they in the business with him?
They were all in the business. Mm-hmm.
I see. Was it the largest wholesale grocery in Malone? Are they all?
Well, we thought so.
Mm-hmm. How long did it last?
Oh, I wish I could tell you. Up until James Price bought it. Now I can't tell you the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then after, my father was the last one to go. And he worked for my father, and so he bought the store. Then they moved it over on Railroad Street, and it was a wholesale grocery, just the same.
Were your mother's people farmers in Dickinson?
No.
What exactly was their background?
I have no idea, because I never knew my mother's father and mother, because apparently they died when she was young, and she lived with her brother, which was Melvin Hutchins, and he was inspector of banks in New York State.
I see. And they lived in Dickinson?
No, he lived in Malone and then moved to New York.
I see.
The brother.
So she did not live in Dickinson very long.
No, she came here as a baby.
Where did she live in Malone?
Where did she live in Malone? Well, she lived where I did.
Before she married, though.
Oh, she lived with her brother on Francis Street. And her brother, of course, was Melvin Hutchins. Melbourne Hutchins, his name was, not Melvin.
When you were living on Pearl Street, you lived over the grocery?
On Pearl Street, no. The grocery was on Main Street. This was a house on Pearl Street, and of course I don't remember that at all because I was a baby.
Mm-hmm. So the grocery faced onto Main Street?
Yeah,
and you
where the, at, where the 5 and 10 are now.
Right. We'd like to ask you a few questions about the Pond House when you lived
about
there.
About what?
About the Pond House when you lived there. How many rooms did that have?
It was all made over after we left, so I can't tell you anything about it. I was only 13 years old,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't mean much to me at that time till we moved over here. I can't tell you anything about the Pond House, except it was made over after we left.
Have you any idea who owned that before? Your father?
Hyde's. C.W. Hyde, who owned the drugstore at that time.
Do you remember anything about the furniture in the house in your childhood?
No.
Anything that struck you?
No, not a thing. Don't remember anything about it, and I don't remember anything about here, this house. I know that we had gas when we came here. We didn't have electricity. And stoves around the different rooms. I'm sure we didn't have a furnace at that time. I don't remember it anyway.
What year did you move into this house?
Well, 13 from 83 would be 70 years ago.
1900.
Mm-hmm. 70 years ago.
Did they use the fireplaces then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We had one in the parlor and one in here and one in the bedroom. And we used those quite a lot.
So you must have had a large quantity of wood.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We still do.
You bought this wood.
Of the Childs, who ran a furniture store here. Fred Childs, we bought it, and they ran a furniture store here. Oh, it was on Main Street, and I'd say somewhere around where I think it was a billiard parlor there. It was up above Herman the Tailor, right in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the furniture store here. Then they moved away, I think, to Ohio. But I don't think they've ever been back.
Hi.
Excuse
me, would you mind backing out? I'd like to back the car.
Oh.
Okay.
You just go ahead.
I thought afterwards. Then you can pull it in, Bill, to the right where he is, because I think my woman is out too in her car. She was going to laundry, and she'll go into the main place there. Well, you know, we've always thought, Mrs. Kilburn and I are cousins, and we've always thought, I think she knows a lot more than I do, because she's sort of kept up with the family history and the background and all those kind of things. And don't you know, you just take things for granted somehow. You just go along and you think, well, when you begin to write where you came from and who your parents were and all those kind of things, you're sort of lost.
Did your mother ever talk about her background?
No.
What was your father's background? Did he?
Well, he was a wholesale grocer.
I mean, what about his ancestors?
He was born in Pennsylvania.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did he ever speak about that area?
I think he did, but I don't remember anything about it. I really don't remember anything about it. Now, Mrs. Kilburn would know that, and I can't even think of the name of the place or how they happened to come here, because the three boys settled here. Well, his father was Amos W. Crooks, and I remember him because he was still alive when I was a young girl.
Oh, you remember your father's father?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of?
Because they lived here.
I see. What did he do, Amos W.?
Well, he was the grocer. I think he started that.
I see.
And they carried it on, the three boys.
What kind of a man was he, Amos W.?
Well, he was a religious man. He and his wife were religious people. Nice looking.
What church were they a member of?
Haven't any idea.
How was he religious? Would he read the Bible aloud to his grandchildren?
I think so, because I've got that big Bible here, I know, with the family name.
What was his wife like? She is religious as he was.
Yeah, very religious, because I have a couple of letters, you know, that she wrote to her sons, and I've kept those through the years. And I don't think my children are too interested in it, because, of course, they never knew them, anything about it.
Did she dress in a very plain way?
She was a very plain woman, and I really don't know much about her background.
Anything at all?
Nothing.
What kind of storage space did this house have, or does this house have?
Just where it was now, just where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the same. I know my mother and father had the porch built on the front. It just had a plain, you know, out the front door,
mm-hmm.
and to the walk, and they had the porch built on. But that was when I probably was 14 or 15 years old. I remember that.
Was there a closet in every room?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
When you came here, were the floors carpeted already, or did you have to move in your own?
Well, wall-to-wall carpeting they had then. Because
mm-hmm.
I can remember house cleaning where the carpets were all taken up and taken out on the yard and brushed and beaten and all those kind of things. So my mother and father had hardwood floors put in, but I don't know when that was.
What was in here before?
It was just a regular floor, a wood floor, mm-hmm. I suppose you'd call it. Soft wood, would you call it?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, carpets all over the place. And I know a hot air furnace, because I know we had registers.
How old is this house?
Over 100 years old.
Do you have any idea who built it?
I think Mr. Soper built it. Because his daughter was Mrs. Schillinglaw.
Of the drugstore.
Of the drugstore,
right.
Mm-hmm. And I think he built it. And that was over 100 years ago.
And who owned it before you did?
Childs.
Oh, yes.
Remember? Fred Childs.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother plant shrubbery around the house?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we always had a flower garden. And I think there was a fence around here, an iron fence around here at one time. And they had that taken up. And my mother sang in the congregational choir for 20 years. That I do know.
Did you also have a vegetable garden?
I don't remember that we did have. I can't seem to remember that we ever had a vegetable garden.
Can you remember the amount of hired help you had in the pond house?
We didn't have any.
And how about when you came over here?
Oh, we had a maid here.
What was her name?
Wouldn't know. You mean back in those days?
Yeah.
When I wouldn't know. Wouldn't have the faintest idea. I know we didn't have any help for an awful long time. But, because I know that I always helped my mother. She taught me how to do things. So, of course, I always helped her. So, I wouldn't have any idea. It's been a succession, I suppose, of maids over a period of years.
This maid, was she expected to do the cooking as well as the cleaning?
Was she what?
Was she expected to do the cooking as well as the cleaning?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Was she of a different religion from the family? She was Catholic?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
But you don't know for sure?
I'm not sure. No, but I'm sure most of anybody that I have had, you know, have been.
Mm-hmm. What the sheds and barns were attached to this house?
There were none attached to the house. The barn was always where it is now.
Were there any other sheds around besides that one barn?
Little shed in the back of the house, out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And your neighbors were the same as they are today?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Kilburn were mother and father Kilburn.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Hubbard lived on this side. And so then, of course, the adult Kilburns died. And of course, Clarence and his wife live there now. They own that home.
Were any of the houses across the way not built at that time?
There were the Toby house, where Clinton Toby lives now. That has all been built over. There are no neighbors live there. that did when we came in here. They've all changed.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Before you went to school, when you were a girl, where did you go to school, by the way?
Miss Irwin's school on the park. Jenny Irwin's school on the park.
Oh, I've never heard of this school.
Really?
Never.
Well, all we young people went to her school. We were all young in those days. Not kindergarten size, you know, but I don't know how old I was when I went there. And she ran that school for a long time.
What building was it located in?
Well, it's where the house next to Mrs. Armstrong. She's the first house as you come in off Elm Street, Arm Park Place. I think that school was next door.
In a private house?
It wasn't in a private house, it was a wooden schoolhouse.
Oh, I thought it was a private academy for
no,
the
no.
younger...
No, no. Oh, no, it was just a one-room schoolhouse.
It wasn't a public school, though, was it? You had to pay a certain tuition?
No, I think it was a public school. I really don't know. It was a lot of young people that I knew, you know, that went there.
Could you give us some of their names?
Pardon?
Could you give us some of their names?
Did I what?
A few of their names.
Oh, I think they're all gone now. Annabelle Smallman and Leslie Howard, they're all gone now. And I don't think there were too many people there. It was just one room, and I bet the whole thing wasn't as big as this.
About how many students would you say?
Oh, I don't know, 20, 25, somewhere around there.
Did you enjoy going to that school?
Oh, yes, I loved it. We loved Miss Irwin. And she was alive when my oldest son was being tutored one summer. He was in Florida, and the Florida schools in some way are higher than ours are and lower in others. And so I asked her if she'd tutor him during the summer. And we went down there on account of he had chronic bronchitis. And she said, I think his health is more important than his tutoring. And she said, he's smart enough to pick up when he gets back to school, so she didn't tutor him. And he did. He caught up with the whatever class it was.
What kind of a woman was she?
Very small and very perky.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought a wonderful personality.
What was discipline like in the school?
Well, pretty good. She had a great habit of, if you disturbed the room, she threw the bell at you. Or down the middle of the aisle, which would scare you to death. I thought she was fairly strict.
How many years did you go to that school?
Well, I don't think too long, maybe a couple years.
Was that the first school you attended?
No, I think there was one down here on Milwaukee Street that was where the Coughlins live. Now, Mrs. Coughlin, I think her name is. It's right next to Barry Crooks' property. I think there was a wooden schoolhouse down there that we went to for a while, and that I know nothing about. That's just out of my mind completely.
Did Miss Irwin teach you mainly academic subjects?
Oh, no. We were young. It was just reading and writing and arithmetic, I think, in those days.
She put an emphasis on how to behave and how to act in situations.
You mean in society?
In manners.
I think she taught us how to behave.
Mm-hmm.
Whether she taught us manners or not, I don't know. I think she just maybe acquired that from your parents.
Did she have any opinions on religion?
Not that I know of, no.
Where did you go after you left Miss Irwin's?
I think I probably went to Franklin Academy.
What was it like in those days? What were was your general impression of it?
Of Franklin Academy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I liked it. I didn't stay there too long. I went away to school, I guess, when I was 17. Not to college, but to a girls' school down on the Hudson.
How many years did you spend in FA? One or two?
Down at the girls' school?
FA, Franklin Academy.
Oh, two or three, anyway.
But who was the principal at that time?
I think Mr. Hodge. Or the one before him, and I don't remember his name. I think it was Mr. Hodge.
Are there any teachers who stand out in your mind particularly?
Well, she was Mrs. Rust.
Mrs. Dr. Rust?
Yeah, uh-huh. She was our athletic teacher and coach, I guess you'd say. I never went to her in a class, so I don't know anything about that. I just know that she coached the basketball team.
You had a girls' basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Were the same people you were used to being with in Malone, you know, in informal life, were
mm-hmm.
they in your classes at high school, the same girls and same boys?
Well, I think every one of them are gone.
I mean, the people you were in Miss Irwin's school with, did they go right up to high school with you?
Well, two or three of them were from out of town. They were here for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when spring came, they went back to wherever they lived. And, there was so many of them that were, I'm thinking of the basketball team, that the, you know, the girls that were there. And, of course, they are all married now and either moved away from Malone or have just died.
Who were some of they?
Well, Annabelle Smallman Huntington, she was married.
Mm-hmm. John Huntington's mother?
Yeah, Beatrice Moore, and she went west to live. Lydia Baker, Jessie Wright, these are all their maiden names.
Mm-hmm.
And Beatrice Moore married Foster Tarble, who was a Malone man, and they went west to live, and she's gone. And Frances Whipple Ames, she's still alive, and you see, those names wouldn't mean anything because they're all married and, as I say, either gone or moved away.
While you were in Miss Irwin's school, how was she different from your parents, aside from being more strict?
How was she different?
Yes.
From my parents?
Mm-hmm. She was probably a little stricter.
Well, she was a teacher, for one thing. She was fun. She was a fun teacher. Because, you were an individual, and she talked to you as an individual, you know, and found out what you were doing, and a very small person, a perky person.
How strict were your parents at home?
My father was strict.
Was he of sour disposition or just simply strict?
Oh, no, he was. They were.
Are there any incidents that stand out in your childhood that you remember? Anything at all? Remember what time you had to go to sleep at night? You were put to bed?
Probably 9 o'clock.
And what time did you have to get up?
7.
Did you play outdoors a great deal of the time?
Great deal.
Mm-hmm. What kind of games would you play as a child?
Oh, I suppose hide and seek and jump rope and stuff like that. I really don't remember that. That's a long ways back to try to remember.
Were there many children in the neighborhood at that time?
No, there weren't too many. There were the Kilburns and the George Howard's children. Mm-hmm. I think those were all the children in the neighborhood then.
What did you do on rainy days?
Well, I haven't any idea. Not the faintest. Probably I played with dolls when I was younger. And I suppose we colored pictures and, you know, did the usual thing, I guess, that I had a brother. And I think that's all we did in those days.
How'd you get along with him?
Your brother.
How much younger was he?
He was 21 months younger than I.
Did you play some of the same games outside?
Yes, I think there were... I think I was the only girl in the neighborhood at that time. And I'll tell you, they resented my playing with them, I'll tell you that, with all the boys around here.
What would they do to discourage you from playing with them?
Send me home. Try to, but I just didn't go.
What did your mother think of that? How did you complain to her about it?
Oh, well, I think she didn't, because my brother, you see, was always along, so he'd keep an eye on me and I'd keep an eye on him. And so I think that made the difference.
When you were in high school, besides Mrs. Rust, what teachers stand out in your mind?
Oh, Miss Paddock.
What did she teach?
I didn't go to her, I don't think, in anything.
About what year did you leave Franklin Academy for?
Leave what?
Leave Franklin Academy for the girls' school in on the Hudson.
Oh. Let's see. Well, it probably was 1900 or something, because I think I went to that school down there 2 years, and I was married in 1905. Maybe it was 1902 or somewhere around there.
Did your parents want you to go?
Yes. You mean down on the Hudson? Yes, because I was one of these long, thin, growing too fast. And Dr. Belding was the doctor, and he figured it would be good for me to get away. So I went down to this school on the Hudson. And I was there 2 years. And in the meantime, my brother went to the Philippines in the constabulary. My mother thought I ought to come home. So I didn't go. I didn't finish down there.
What was the purpose of the school down there?
It was just a finishing school for girls, they called it.
What was the name of it?
Miss Fuller's School for Girls. And it was at Ossining, which wasn't too far out of New York. My aunt and uncle lived in New York, so weekends I could go there. And that was Melbourne Hutchins and his wife, which I told you about. He was Inspector of Banks. So I went there 2 years, and then I came home. In that fall, I was engaged and married in 1905, which is a long time ago.
What were the subjects taught at Miss Fuller's?
French. The regular ones, I think they really specialized in French.
How many hours a day did you have to spend on French?
Well, now I wouldn't have the faintest idea.
Was it covered every day?
Every day. Mm-hmm. And piano, I took, then I specialized in music, I guess you'd call it. Practiced 3 hours a day. Then never did too much with it when I finally got home.
How did they conduct meals?
Meals?
Yes. Were they a big dining hall?
Mm-hmm.
Was there any etiquette to be observed, formal etiquette that Mrs.
Oh, yes, I think they taught you how to mm-hmm. be a lady. I guess maybe that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to speak French if you were at that table. And I don't know how many girls were there. It was a private school on the Hudson.
How were the accommodations? Were they fairly luxurious?
No, not luxurious. They were just like two girls in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And fairly good size.
What special privileges were you allowed?
Well, not too many. You weren't allowed off the grounds at all, unless you went with the teacher. Except as you got, you know, a pass to go to New York. You had to go to a relative. You couldn't just go down and be on your own. Because, of course, they were all young girls. They were, 17, 18, somewhere around there. And we didn't have time at Thanksgiving to come home, but I could go to my aunt and uncle in New York for just that time.
How did the girls like the school?
I think they liked it. I think they were quite happy there.
Was there any complaints against it, you know, like a teacher or somebody else?
No. No.
Were there several teachers?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Several.
Were they men or women?
All women.